immigrant rights groups dubbed the one-day work stoppage a day without immigrants. The goal was to show the U.S. economy cannot function without immigrants, legal or otherwise. Several large businesses announced a shutdown of operations in advance of the work stoppage, from wineries in California to food processing companies in the U.S. Midwest. In Washington's Adams Morgan neighborhood, home to a large Hispanic population, Roberto Reyes sat on a park bench with a friend. A gardener by trade, he would normally be pulling weeds or trimming bushes at this hour. But Reyes, who came to the United States from El Salvador 8 years ago, felt compelled to take the day off.
Bueno, yo estoy cumpliendo mi deber y yo me voy a la hora que yo quiero y me voy a la marcha.
He says, I am fulfilling my responsibility, and I will take part in a march to the Capitol. We need the government to come out in support of immigrants. I would hope the government would extend its hand to us as it has in the past. Restaurant waiter Enrique Gomez, also from El Salvador, says some people in his community are foregoing a day of work, but he and many others are fearful of losing their jobs if they stay at home. Gomez shrugs when asked if he thinks immigrant-led protests will sway U.S. public opinion and have a political impact.
Depende del presidente porque ese tiene su poder y...
He says it all depends on the president. He is the one in power, and he will decide whether or not to help the immigrant population. Overall adherence to the one-day economic boycott appeared spotty in many locations. Some Hispanic leaders urged immigrants to go to work as usual, but to take part in marches and demonstrations later in the day. A manager of a janitorial service, who identified himself as Charles, says none of his workers were absent Monday.
We're fortunate enough to have good employees. Everybody showed up. Everybody's more worried right now about providing for the family.
A day without immigrants is the latest in a series of high-profile demonstrations undertaken by immigrants and immigrants' rights groups in the United States in recent months. Those wanting to crack down on illegal immigration have held rallies of their own. Howard Davis, who is visiting Washington from southeast Texas, says he thinks the political tactics of immigrants will backfire, alienating rather than swaying most native-born U.S. voters.
It's negative as far as I'm concerned. They shouldn't be here in the first place. They should be able to come here legally, through the legal process. Otherwise, why have a border? Why even call it a border?
Polls show Americans deeply divided on the immigration issue, and Congress has yet to reach a consensus on what should become of the 11 to 12 million illegal aliens living in the United States. President Bush has proposed strengthening border security and establishing a guest worker program, but says that deporting millions of illegal immigrants would be impractical and unjust. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.